Joe Smith time at WGCL. Joe joins us every Monday morning, Friday morning, and weekday mornings live after IU basketball. And last night at Welsh Ryan Arena, sometimes known as the Assembly Hall North, the Hoosiers fall to the Northwestern Wildcats, 72-65. Joe, good morning. How are you?
How we doing, fellas?
Keith is here. He's keeping everything warm and keeping an eye on things. But last night, Joe, a tale of two halves, a tale of two games, as Indiana got out of the traps quickly, knocked down 9 of 14 three-pointers in the first half. You go on the road and you knock down 9 three-pointers in one half of basketball, and I would think, wow, that's a big lead, and the Hoosiers should be well on their way to victory. That wasn't the case. It was tied 40-40, and the second half, the hot shooting went probably as cold as the waters in Lake Michigan.
Well, I tell you what, someone blew the pilot light out in Welsh Ryan Arena, and it was on the Hoosier offense big time as Tom Crean's crew fell to Northwestern, 72-65. It was nice and tight, 40-40 at the end of the first half, and 49-48 with 13:23 to play in the second half. And then all of a sudden, Trey Dempster, outstanding guard, went to work. He scored 7 of his 23 points in one stretch and propelled the lead out to 8 points as Northwestern took command. But that was the start of just some bad things for Indiana, as the ball would just not go in, as Indiana went 10 minutes and 5 seconds without a point, and we went from a tight one-point game to a 14-point Northwestern lead with 4:09 to play. Northwestern on a 13-0 run, as Indiana just was woeful from the field, as in the second half they hit only 28% on 9 of 32 from the field. Indiana, much to their credit, fought back on three-point plays. Yogi Ferrell hit a three, Robert Johnson a tray, and a Troy Williams' regular three-point play to bring Indiana to within 6. They got it to within 5, but Northwestern put it away in the second half from the free throw line as they hit 9 of 12 to win this ball game, 72-65. Indiana's Troy Williams with 21 points, 14 rebounds, a new career high. Very disappointing. Hoosiers shoot 36.5% in losing this one, only 28% in the second half.
And, Joe, the Hoosiers only had a four-point lead. That was their biggest of the night, so that, which is defying stats. If you hit that many threes in one half of basketball and you shoot 63%, how can you only lead by 4 points at the maximum time? Well, the answer is quite simple, is Indiana didn't stop anybody on the offensive end or the defensive end in the first half.
No, you got to look at what Northwestern was doing glass. Indiana got outshot in that first half. Yeah, they hit 64% from three-ball range, but 45% on 14 of 31. But Northwestern was just the opposite, not relying, as you know, on the three-ball as much as they went inside big time. Had an 18-6 advantage in the paint. Glass, they scored 29 points on second chance and points in the paint on Indiana in the first half and shot 52% to, stay with Indiana, despite the fact the Hoosiers were hitting the three ball at that time. And, of course, that did not occur in the second half.
Trey Demps is not an unknown quality.
No, he's not.
15 points last year in Bloomington, and he had 19 last year in the meeting at Northwestern last night. So he's been a thorn in Indiana's side. But the thorn in Indiana's side, Joe, in some of these games, and we saw this more last year, the drought. Indiana going the first, 16 minutes of the second half and scoring only 8 points after scoring 40 in the first half. It was almost like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
This 10-minute drought was with no points at all.
Yeah, that's not foul line. That's nothing.
Yeah,
that's zeros.
That's a donut. And you're right. We've had stretches like that before. And like I said, the Hoosiers, despite that drought, Troy finally ended it with about 3:18 to play with that little tip in. But by the time that was came to fruition, that was a 12-point deficit to make up, which they did trim down. But Northwestern put them away at the line. Demps, was hitting free throws, Ola down the line or down the stretch as well. So, yeah, but Demps has been one of those players, glass under the radar.
You know it's coming. You know, you just need, you know what's coming with him, and Indiana hasn't found a way to stop him in 2 years.
He had those seven straight points, and you know, it was
That last year at Assembly Hall, Joe, in Indiana. Yep. He had 13-0 run himself.
Yeah, he had a 16-point second half last night, and he plays 35 minutes, and you know, he's just as I say, and you know, Alex Ola, a 17-11 double, and I'll tell you, Vic Law, who's the Big Ten Freshman of the Week.
Nice
won the
player.
Award this week. Pretty sweet player, 14-8 last night.
You know what turned the game for us? We're watching it last night in our in our spot.
Right.
And game's going back and forth. It's tight. It's in there. Yogi Ferrell and Vic Law get tied up for a loose ball, and that freshman didn't kowtow to Yogi and say, okay, it's yours. He stood right in there. They went nose-to-nose right in front of Indiana's bench, and that place got rocking.
It did.
Was the play. That wasn't the play on the court that shifted the momentum in that game. It wasn't about making baskets at that time. It was about Northwestern showed Indiana, we're going to be in the fight, we're not backing down from you, and their crowd got behind them, and that's made a little bit of a run there.
No, no question. That really got them into the game, although it was a good crowd right from the start. It was, let's face it, a pretty a great ball game if you like college basketball in the opening half and didn't care.
The opening half was great. It was a shit.
I mean, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, we had 10 lead changes and 6 ties in the opening half.
Looked like an NBA game. Looked like an Indiana-Maryland game. Looked like one of those deals. But you got to play 40 minutes, Joe, and that's the one thing this team has really struggled to do on the road. After a 5-1 start, the Hoosiers are now 9-7 in league play, and two of those wins were against a Rutgers team. It's not very good.
Wow.
Those are the numbers on the morning after. We'll get inside the players' numbers. There were some good performances, Joe, but again, some Broadway hits in the first half, and then in the second half, Indiana just, for whatever reason, lost their will to get to the basket, couldn't find a way to get to the foul line, and couldn't make the extra pass to get a better look at jump shot.
That's the other thing, too. I mean, quickly, 72% on the air from the line, and here, what a woeful effort that was at the line last night.
They shot 9-18 there last year. Now, I know it's a different team, but there's
43% 7-16 from the line.
Well, you give up 9 points, you get beat by 7. I'm not a math guy, but that's not, that doesn't help anything.
No, it doesn't.
And that doesn't get any momentum going, and keeps that crowd lathered up. So the Hoosiers are back in action next Tuesday. That's going to be a busy night. We'll talk about the upcoming schedule and get inside the box score coming up at 8:45.
And we'll preview IU women's game and look at some swimming and tennis and what's ahead today.
Sounds great. All right, get that cup of coffee going, and we'll get back to you here in a minute. Joe Smith on a Thursday morning. We appreciate Joe's time. He got in a little bit late last night,
I guess.
Smitty, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Whoa, that man's had some coffee.
Yeah.
You sound like $1 million.
Boy, I tell you what.
Get home at 2 o'clock in the morning. You do need a little bit of coffee. And a tough road trip for the Hoosiers, Joe. As we mentioned last hour, some things were really good and some things were really bad. And when you go on the road in the Big Ten, I always talk about the little 10-point report card you've got to do, and you got to hit about 95% of those.
Got to check the boxes.
And Indiana didn't. They played a good first half, but again, there was a devil in the details, Joe. Indiana shot. They made 9 three-pointers in the first half, but their biggest lead was only 4. That should have been a harbinger of things to come, and sadly it was in the second half as the Hoosiers fall.
Well, we've seen this before, but 29 games into this season, it's the demeanor collectively that has to get better down the stretch, as Coach Tom told us post-game. After watching the Hoosiers fall to Northwestern 72-65 at Welch Ryan Arena up in Evanston, Coach told us we allowed the guts of the game slip away, and we have to break the habit getting over the hump when shots aren't falling. He was, of course, alluding to playing the other end and getting defensive stops, adding into the equation. Indeed, no shot fell. For a 10-minute, 5-second stretch for the Hoosiers, it went from 49-48 to a 14-point bulge, a Wildcat 13-0 run, and it was catch-up time. Down 12 with a minute 15 to play, the Hoosiers cut it to 69-63, but Northwestern ended it and closed it out with 3 free throws in the closing seconds. What irked Coach Tom was the lack of defense. The defensive stops were void last night. Cat shot an even 51% across the board. 51 for the game. Indiana 28% in the second half and only 17% from behind the line. Worst yet, the Hoosiers hit a season low 43% from the free throw line, getting outscored there 7, which was the final margin of victory. Troy Williams scored 14 of his 21 in the second half and had 8 of his career high 14 rebounds the second 20 minutes, but the lid was flat shut tight for Nick Zeitzloff and James Blackman Jr. That Hoosier duo suffered through an 0-for-7 second half with only one free throw between them. Robert Johnson was 2 of 10 the second half. Yogi was only 1 of 4 the second half, and on we go. So after a promising 5-1 start in the Big Ten, you throw out a couple of Rutgers wins. Indiana's struggling here down the stretch to close and win games at both ends of the court. Something has to change the demeanor, and the Hoosiers will have some time off as they will be out of basketball action until Iowa comes in next Tuesday. Hawkeyes won at home, beat Illinois 68-60 Wednesday night. Indiana right now logged in 7th place and out of action until the Hawkeyes drop in and then the regular season closer against Michigan State a week from Saturday. So still basketball and things to improve on here over the course of the final week of the season, and we'll see what happens. Very disappointing last night in the 7-point loss at Northwestern. Well, I tell you, the Maryland women are just as good as the men, maybe better. That just shows you how strong of a winner the Terrapins have had in basketball. The women are 16-0. They've won 18 straight, and they are the opponent for Terry Moore's Hoosiers tonight out at the Xfinity Center in College Park, Maryland. The Eastern Swing continues Sunday as the IU women will play at Rutgers. Ray Lou swimmers and divers, they are T3 on the leaderboard. After a couple of relay events, they just got started. The men's Big Ten Swimming and Diving Championships out in Iowa City. The Hoosiers have been nothing but consistent over the last decade plus, having posted 13 straight top fives, and are looking this weekend to not only win the title, but if that's not the case, they're out after their third straight top two spot in the circuit. We had a little tennis Wednesday down in Louisville. The Hoosiers took the doubles point and closed out the Toledo Rockets 4-1, then lost to Louisville that final 5-0. We'll touch on it more tomorrow, but we have another big event coming up, and that is the men's and women's Big Ten Indoor Track and Field Championships over in Geneva, Ohio.
Yep, and Chuck will not be with us tomorrow because he will be at those track and field championships. That's his annual annual thing there. Joe, two things bug you last night about the Hoosiers was when Indiana plays well, they usually shoot the basketball well, and they did in the first half, but they couldn't take any advantage of that. And what Indiana does, they put pressure on teams by their offense, and you couldn't ask. 9 of 14, Joe, you told me that before the game starts. I would have taken that for the whole game, just not the first half. So the defensive end of things, again, this team is trying to figure some things out. But you know it's going to be Alex Ola, and you know it's going to be Trey Demps, and they both feasted again.
Well, and you bring up a good point because I thought the same thing. I thought we broke out of a close game. Nick Zeitzloff hit 2 triples in the first half. Indiana had that 29-25 lead, and it was gone in less than a minute on 2 possessions by Northwestern.
Got to get stops.
They tied it at 29, and back and forth we went. But you're right. You just scratch your head sometimes, and you know.
And Coach Crean scratching his head. I heard him on your show, on the postgame show, and he's right.
Yeah.
If you can't figure it out offensively, you've got to figure it out defensively.
You can't
You can't be a one-dimensional team. And the one thing that bugs you in that 10-minute stretch there when they didn't score,
right?
Attack. It was a settle. It was settle. It was settle. No foul shots attempted. And that's just, again, that's you're not going to win a lot of games having to shoot 9 of 14 from 3 to be tied.
No. And when Indiana had the opportunities to maybe, I don't know, catch up in certain cases or to cause a little bit of separation, they missed the free throws, and that was just flat irking to watch a team struggle.
Yep.
4 of 9 in the second half. I mean, with the clock stopped in a ball game where you're chasing and trying to get back in it, and then miss the doggone free throws. And, you know, it was just a compilation of things that, you know, none of it was good last night.
6 days to get ready for Iowa.
Yep.
As you mentioned, they win last
night.
But they didn't play very well last night and found a way to win at home. We've heard that before here. And then Michigan Michigan State on Saturday of next week. We're out of time, but I appreciate you checking in this morning. Thanks for that, and we'll hear you tomorrow night, South and Warren Central, Chalk Talk at 7. That's 15 straight for the Purple and White.
Yeah, I'll go on and Seniors Night for the Purple as they get ready for the postseason.
Excellent. We'll have that doubleheader next Tuesday night. And Chalk Talk at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, Joe?
5:30.
5:30. Okay, sounds good, my friend. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you.